This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Loving and merciful, compassionate God, may we hear your voice always calling to us. Tune our listening. Calm the busyness of our minds, that we may know how to follow you. Amen. Please be seated. I read a story this week by a professor by the name of Roger Nishioka, wherein he shared a childhood memory that sticks with him to this day. He said every Sunday night, his father, who was a Presbyterian minister, would gather them all together, and they would all watch a show from long ago, I don't think it's on anymore, called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I'm old enough to remember, maybe some of you are. And it's kind of a precursor to today's Animal Planet. So they would gather together, and his father, this Presbyterian minister, thought that each episode was a journey in faith demonstrating the wonders of God's creativity and imagination in the natural world. Roger wrote that, quote, from the savannas of Kenya to the barrier reef in Australia to the jungles of Borneo, we watched with fascination as the host introduced us to new creatures and opened the world to us all, end quote. Well, there was one episode that really stood out to him, and it was about the elephant seals of Argentina. The show focused on a mother and her seal pup, and right after the mother had given birth to this little baby elephant seal. So she gave birth, and she was famished now because she had labored for so long. So she went out into the water, leaving the pup on the shore, this newborn pup, and went out to feed in the deep waters and fed herself and filled up, came back to the shore in a totally different spot than where she left the baby. So this pup is alone, just like many other pups, in the same way, and the mother is way down the beach, and she begins to call for the pup. And the pup begins to call for her. Following each other's voices and scents, he writes, soon the mother and pup were reunited. The host explained that from the moment of birth, the sound and scent of the pup are imprinted in the mother's memory. And the sound and the scent of the mother are imprinted in the pup's memory. This fascinated Roger, especially because his dad turned to him and leaned over and said, you know, son, that's how it is with God. We are imprinted with a memory of God, and God is imprinted with a memory of us. And even if it takes a lifetime, we will find each other. That's what his dad said to him. And it had stuck with him to this day. So in today's gospel, we have Jesus tuned in, sensing what he needed to do. And it was part because of his humanity and part because of his divinity. He had just begun his work. In his humanity, he was probably really, really afraid. His cousin and close family member, John the Baptist, has been arrested. He's been arrested for talking about the Christ, talking about the Messiah coming. Probably they were going to be working together, maybe Jesus thought. And all of a sudden, he turns around, and this family member, his close friend that he probably grew up with, is now in jail. So Jesus has to get out of the area. And most likely, he left because of his own safety, because up in Galilee, he would be out of the jurisdiction of Herod, so that he could be safe. And not only that, but he sensed where to go in his divinity to begin his work. So he's on the northern end of the Sea of Galilee in Capernaum. In Capernaum. He knew where to go and what to do. In the North Country, where he was safe, He began this great work of his in two ways. The beginning started, and they go hand in hand. The first way is he starts to say the exact same thing that we heard John the Baptist saying all these many years in, as his baptism, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus starts to say the same thing. The text says, from that time on, from that time forward. And he meant to turn, to keep turning back to God. When you fall down, keep turning back. That's what repenting is all about. Know that you are imprinted with that knowledge of the truth about yourself. And to turn away from everything that's false, everything unlike God, and turn back to repent. And know, moving forward, that you have someone leading you. So that was the first part. And the second is that he knew that he had to have a community. He knew that we don't do it alone. So what does he do? He forms a community. He formed a small group. He calls Andrew and his brother Simon, who would be named Peter, like we learned last week, and then James and John, these fishermen, to come. And immediately, Matthew writes, immediately they follow him. He knows intuitively that as human beings, we have to do this journey, this walk in following Christ together. That's why we come here. Hand in hand. And he wanted them, and he wants us to really, really get it, to really understand what it is that he's about and what we are about, to follow the true path. And when we don't, and when we fall, to turn back. We've mentioned this before in many services. I know Father Marty has, and I think I may have quoted this before, but it's worth repeating. St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O Lord. And we all have that restlessness, especially when we know that something's not quite in sync. We may not even know what it is, but we just have that feeling that I got to get centered again. I've got to get back. I've got to repent, rethink. I've got to be back. And sometimes the best way to do that is in community with one another, either in a group or calling a close friend, or coming here, somehow, we do this and we learn and we grow from one another, from one another. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And these disciples following Jesus recognized something that was true enough to make them immediately drop what they were doing and follow. And again, Roger Nishioka writes, perhaps the disciples were simply responding to what had already been imprinted on their souls from birth, the knowledge of the voice of God, so that when they heard the voice, all they could do was obey. All they could do was obey. You know, in sermon writing, us clergy types try to answer a question of so what? So what? What does this have to do with me? What does this have to do with our walk every day? And one of my teachers from seminary said, if you aren't preaching to yourself, you're not preaching. Don't think you're telling anybody anything that you don't need to be learning yourself. And by God, that is truth. It keeps me focused on that in the week as I'm preparing. And I give great thanks for that. It keeps me out of trouble. So that when we turn and we try to listen, and we try to figure out the so what, to make some sense out of it, sometimes it's best just to know what questions to ask. Just what questions to ask, because we're all journeying together. And we all have different gifts that we're sharing with one another along the way. And so, in closing, I do just that. In reading, once again, the text of the song we heard before the gospel. It's called The Summons by John Bell of the Iona community. And we'll all answer the questions that he asks us a little bit differently. And sometimes, even if we don't know, we can say yes. We can say yes. I hope you will. the summons. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Will you love the you you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you, and you in me. Amen.